Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my co-host. Hello, Mom. Good to see you.
Hi, Emily. Good to see you.
We're so excited to be sitting down for a very exciting episode because I actually feel like we have a lot to talk about with them.
Oh, good. You said it's exciting. I'm not sure what it is, but I think it will be exciting.
It's always a good day when I feel like there are things to report on, you know?
Well, that's true. I was not on last week.
Right. And last week, I felt like we didn't have a whole lot to talk about, and we ended up fighting over patio dresses. So,
see how funny
that kind of worked out.
It was really funny.
It was funny. And, but I'm so happy to have you back out on the podcast.
Thank you.
How are you?
I am great. I do feel like we can catch everyone up on a few different things. I'm really good.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm well. thank you
for asking. Monday.
Happy Monday, everyone.
And also, podcast listeners, we are going to release them on Tuesdays. And by we, I mean Emily, because Monday's a good day for us now in the summertime to record.
Our summer schedule, as it seems, you probably have noticed, they've been coming out a little later. So we are just going to move it to Tuesday so mm-hmm. that, you know, people's hopes are not too high for us on a Monday if it comes out later. But it's a great day for us to record because
it
I feel like we have a lot of material and content to share with you guys.
And I don't know if it's okay to just say it's coming out on Monday or Tuesday. I feel like people need to know.
So I know that I can get it up at a reasonable, like right in the morning on Tuesdays.
So let's say until the end of the summer, it's Tuesday.
I like that declaration. And I think that it will work with our schedules a lot better.
Same.
So everyone let that sit and marinate for a minute. I know that's kind of a big change, but I agree, just for the summer.
Well, and I think it's better for us
yes.
because the alternative is we have to skip a week.
Yes. And so we're not going to do that because we're going to be very diligent about every week. We're just going to move it to Tuesdays.
Yes.
Ta-da. Thank you for sharing that little housekeeping.
You're welcome. What is your bow and low for the week?
Well, let's start with my low because I know what that is right away. And I feel like you have a good low as well. My low was that on Thursday, I woke up with a horrible crick in my neck. And let's talk about this debacle. Ladies, this I feel like happens to me at this point, would you say quarterly?
Well, you have said that you've made this declaration that it is quarterly, and I'm going to agree with you. Something happens. I don't know if the stress builds up or something, and you cannot move your neck.
It happens kind of frequently. Mm-hmm. So I've determined what it is. I've actually figured it out.
What?
Because the night before I was on a just darling little picnic with my boyfriend and we were down like sitting on the beach and we had a picnic blanket.
That's really sweet.
It was so sweet. We had turkey sandwiches and lemonade. It was just amazing. Watch the sunset. Should have been
so
there.
So cute.
So when I like to sleep on my sides, like I'm kind of go back and forth between like my left and my right.
Same. Mm-hmm.
So when I lay, like when I'm leaning down on my side, if I'm still in bed or if I happen to be on the floor, which is rare, but in this case, when I was laying on the picnic blanket.
Yeah, you had your head, your hand was holding your head.
Right. And I prop my head up with my hand. If I stay in that position for too long, that is usually what causes the crick. And I knew better than to do it, but I thought that it was a short, I mean, it was not that long, guys. Like it was moments that I was in that position. Mm-hmm. And that was enough to cause
it was
such
jarring.
A crick. I woke up the next morning at 5 a.m. to a shooting pain. And it's not like muscular that you can have somebody massage it out. It's a crick.
I was also relieved when you told me that that was the case because all I could think of was, oh, geez, am I going to have to like rub her shoulder or something?
Like, I do not want to do that.
Also, we took a very long time trying to figure out if it was like a crick, a kink.
Oh, yeah.
Like what the correct word was.
Before I even got to it, then I had to look it up. And we're like, okay, it's a crick. Mm-hmm. And it really takes me out for the whole day. In fact, that morning you came back from an appointment and I was acting like I was ill, like I was sick.
You were on, it was like, I don't know.
I can't
107
move.
Out. Yeah. And you were under a blanket. You were working. And I'm like, oh my God, are we okay? And you acted like you were sick. But we have made progress because I feel like in prior quarters and yeah. in quarter yes. one, you favor it.
I do.
And you've, ever since you were little, you were kind of like this. Like if you have an ailment, you know, you would keep your arm really close to you and it would go on like that for days.
I shut down, guys.
You would keep a Band-Aid on for way longer than the Band-Aid needed to be there.
You're so right.
Yes. And I think that prior to, you've grown because this week on Thursday, I said you have to move it.
Yep.
And you put a hot compress on it and you have to move it because if you favor it, then it just becomes part of the way your body is. It just is a bad idea.
The worst was in the fall. Do you remember that? I was paralyzed.
It was.
I could not. I remember it was yes. the first. That's the first time that it's happened, Reese, like when this whole quarterly thing started. Since the fall, every like 2 months, I get this crick. And I couldn't move. You were like serving me. You were like, should we go see someone? It was the worst.
For me, it was
pulled
ridiculous.
My neck so badly.
Yeah.
That. And I do. I mean, women, obviously, we all carry our stress in our necks. And I actually went to physical therapy for probably like 4 times.
Yes.
And she really like made my shoulders and my neck. I am so out of whack right now that I think the crick is gone. I forgot that huge part of the story. The crick is gone.
It didn't last long.
No, it was a short crick because it was a short position that I was in that. And I seriously should have known better because I don't do that position because I know the repercussions that are coming my way. But it was such a small time. I was like, there's no way I could.
Plus, you were on a picnic. It was
right.
really fun.
No one was thinking about like the right. next day waking up at 5 a.m. with a shooting pain.
You know, as you're talking about it, though. My left shoulder, like when I turn to my head to look at you, I get that a lot. And mine is aching right now.
Yeah. So it's caused the other side of me to be out of whack because I had been favoring my left side. So now my right side is just like a normal sore. Anyway, all I was worried about was that I was going to be at my trunk show and just like.
No, I said you're going to have to fake it. You're going to have to just start moving.
So dad was like, take Tylenol, heating pad. We worked through it. That was my low. What is your low. Enough of that. Wait, we're moving on. What is your low?
I am in the midst of my low and I'm apologizing right now. I'm so sorry to everyone listening, but I am in the midst. And especially if you're young like you, I'm in the midst of colonoscopy prep. This is so ridiculous. It's, you know, everyone, it's the routine procedure. And the prep work is not fun.
No, you are. So you're fasting for.
Yes, you can't. You have to have clear liquids. And I just took the Miralax and you have to mix it with Gatorade. And every 15 minutes. So in 15 minutes, we started this at 4. At 4:15, I'm going to have to pause and go take. Another 8-ounce drink, like drink down the Miralax with the Gatorade.
Yes. Yeah, so you, oh gosh.
So that's my low. It's a good thing. Like everyone needs to do their regular routine.
It's
medical
awareness.
Procedures. And that's what I'm having tomorrow is my colonoscopy. And it's not till 10 or like 11 something. And I just took the first available and I wasn't really thinking. And I do like, I've had it one other time. I like when I get it at 7 or 7:30 because you get up and go, but what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
So that's my summer Monday afternoon.
That's quite the low.
That's my low.
Yes.
And then, but my bow is the trunk show.
Let's
in
talk
Chicago.
About some good things. That is, of course, all of our bows. It's going to be our bow for a while. We're going to ride that high for many, many days.
Amazing. I was talking to Grammy today about it and she's like, I need to hear everything. And I mean, you start, lead us off on this bow.
I mean, I don't even know where to begin, but it was probably our most successful pop-up in the sense that we had the most attendees.
Yes.
All of our pop-ups are just so fabulous, but we always say this. I know we always say this, like we're blown away by how many people came, but truly, if you look at the size of my following and my platforms, you know, mid-size, smaller, micro-influencer vibes. And so for the amount of people that came, it was just, we did not expect it. I mean, at one point there was a line.
I was really happy for you.
I was really happy for me,
Elizabeth and I were very happy for you, as was Dad. There was a line of people who wanted to talk to you.
I don't think I've ever had a line in my life.
No.
Ever. Seriously.
It was really exciting. And I like analyzing it. We've been talking about it. Like what made I don't know.
I think it was the summertime.
Well, the location, and it was also a Saturday afternoon. We typically do a Wednesday or Thursday evening, which is, I love those. But it could also just have been summertime, Saturday afternoon. And what the leading thing that it brought, which is so charming, are mother-daughter combos.
Mother-daughter combos. And most everyone, because, you know, you always have to gather some feedback of where mm-hmm. everyone is, their favorite platform, how they found me. Everyone was either a podcast listener or YouTube.
Yes.
Luckily, all I focus on is Instagram.
No, I mean, they also follow you on Instagram.
I know, I was kidding.
It was cute. I feel like the heart of your followers, they come to the pop-up shops. And I mean, we say this, it sounds corny, but we were really touched. Like, there was a mother and a daughter from Cincinnati, and the mom had DM'd me a while ago asking, do you think you're going to be in Cincinnati at all? And I said, we don't have anything planned. So she scheduled it with her married daughter, who hasn't been married for very long. I think it was maybe September. And the two of them were having, they built a weekend around coming to see you.
Drove, had a hotel.
They were charming.
Charming. Charming. They and were so sweet.
We say this all the time, but everyone is so kind and nice that follows you.
Everyone's so kind and nice. And then Katie, who is the shop owner, who owns Batik Boutique, who's just lovely. Absolutely. Lovely. She's, you know, young and so entrepreneurial and has the most gorgeous store. You honestly, if you are in the Chicago area, you must go to
It's a beautiful Batik. Store. And she has done just a wonderful job with it.
And but she said to me at one point, kind of pulled me aside during the pop-up, and she was like, you know, obviously there's so many people here, but it's so interesting how everyone is so different age groups, but mm-hmm. you know, we all can, I think it really does come down, and we've said this before amongst ourselves, to the family mm-hmm. and to just, you know, spending time together. And also Terry came to the pop-up shop.
Yes.
He has obviously been to like local trunk shows in the Cleveland area, but we talked about this before. When we travel, we get a better turnout.
Yes.
So I don't know if the community is just like,
I don't know,
we're not going to her show.
Or they take it for granted, or they feel, I don't know. We don't get the turnout, which you just said, but we just don't get the same number of people.
We get so many more people when we travel. So it was very exciting for Dad to be there mm-hmm. when we did get such an amazing turnout. And it probably was our most successful pop-up shop as far as attendance, sales, and just overall like experience of it. So he worked a full trunk show.
He did. He had brought his briefcase, his bag with him.
Yes.
And I think he thought he was going to, of course he would participate, but I think he thought he was just going to sit and
right.
chat.
Right. You know, catch up on some emails. And right. he did not. He was like, I talked the entire time.
No, he was so good.
I'm really happy that he experienced it with us.
Me too.
Because it's very hard to describe and share with somebody who's not there, mm-hmm. you know, all the stories and all the people. So I was just happy that he was there. Elizabeth also worked the full pop-up shop. She was our checkout girl. And people bought. I mean, we cleared out of a lot of stuff.
We did.
In a great way.
We sold a lot of items. And Elizabeth was busy the whole time.
She was busy the whole time. And she was actually behind the boutique's counter with the other saleswomen, which was also fun. So she was kind of becoming friends with them. And
it was also cute because people would come in and you were near the front. And I was kind of near the front. And then they would see Dad, who was in the back.
Right.
And then Elizabeth was behind the counter. So it was really fun.
Yes. And it is so fun to do it all together because it is a group effort. You do need the support. A lot goes into it. And yeah, it's also so nice because after it happens, you literally just like shut your brain off, and in a good way.
Yeah.
And you like kind of escape and you just are talking to everyone and laughing. And It's so fun. You kind of get a high off of it.
You do. It's relaxing.
Yes.
You get to meet all of these interesting people. Can I mention some
Please.
Different people? So we had our lovely Cincinnati couple. Then we had Hannah and her mom, Jean.
Oh, my gosh.
And I wanted to like get a cup of coffee and sit down with Hannah because we actually have followed each other for a little bit.
Correct.
Her mom was darling and we bonded over a whole bunch of different things. And they were also making a night of it. They're from a western suburb of Chicago and they were staying overnight. I think they stayed at the Waldorf and we're going out to dinner.
I mean, they looked lovely.
How flattering.
So flattering.
That they chose to come to your trunk show and make a whole night of it, a whole little outing. They were going shopping. There was a Cubs game. This was like our Cubs game. We're like, who cares about baseball?
We've got a trunk show. Yes. There was another girl who came in who I saw, but I was in the middle of a conversation, and she was shopping around and she was holding an Emily Olmos bag. She had bought a few things, and then she kind of like ran out, and I was like, oh no, like I didn't get to talk to her. Like, she was really in and out very quickly. And then shortly after, she was back because she had like a green top. And I finally went over to her and I was like, oh my gosh, like, were you in here earlier, you know, getting some shopping? And she was like, yes, I was here. And I was trying to call her girlfriend who was asleep because they were at the Billy Joel concert the night before. And I kept trying to call her. And I was like, it's today. You have to get up. Like, they lived right around the store, like right around mm-hmm. the corner. And she was like, Emily Olmos is like on our street. You need to get up. So then she went over to her apartment and was like knocking on the door. I think she might have somehow gotten into the apartment and woke her up and was like, get up. The pop-up shop is happening right now. So I'm talking to the girl. She goes, no, I literally just woke up. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, thank you for coming. And she was like, I couldn't believe that you were on our street. And I said, well,
cute.
I came where you guys were. I wanted to get as close as possible. So I thought that was hilarious.
Another woman, Candace, who I still feel bad. I know.
I hope you're listening.
We still feel bad that you didn't get a chance to talk to her. Candace walked in, beautiful. She had this really pretty white and black, like embroidered dress on. She started to tear up. She was so excited to be there. She said she'd been in the Uber since like 1:30, and I think it was maybe 3:00 because the traffic was so bad.
It was really bad.
And she was charming. Elizabeth talked to her. I talked to her. I don't know if Dad got to. And she did DM you, which I'm glad. She wishes she would have gotten a picture.
She was like,
you.
I regretted not coming up and taking a picture. I was too shy. And so I DM'd her a whole thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, I heard about you.
Yes,
and
I should have dragged you over to her.
And it really was honestly like I was talking to one person after another. Mm-hmm. And so I, yeah.
Can I tell another story? There Please. Was a girl, Gigi, who was there, and she was walking around with Katie, who owns the store. So, and Katie had clearly had some of her friends come, which was really nice as well, just to support the event. But this Gigi woman was walking around and she came over to introduce herself, and she is a follower. She listens to the podcast, and she told us that on one podcast, we were giving advice just about making friends and reaching out in a different city. And she took our advice and she DM'd Katie, the owner of the store, and they are now really good friends.
And then it was a full circle because mm-hmm. then I was hosting the trunk show at Katie's shop. So it was just sublime.
It was one story like that after another. One of Elizabeth's very good high school friends is friends with a girl at college who discovered that Elizabeth was your sister, and she's from Seattle and she's doing her internship in Chicago, and she came.
She came
to the event. I mean, it was just
another Sarah who she was cracking me up. She said, well, I'm a fellow daughter or middle of three girls, and I'm also a cool winter.
I love
cracking
that.
Up. And she said that listening and following us with her sister has actually brought her sister and her together, and she started tearing up, and then she goes, I'm not gonna cry because if I leave I'm gonna be like, what a freak that she started crying.
No.
And I was like, no, not at all. So they like bond over it. And then some other funny feedback that she was sharing, because again, she's a podcast listener, she said, you make talking about the weather cool. And I said, well, thank you, because I do love talking about the weather.
We do talk about it.
And then she also, this is another feedback that is just good to keep in mind, is she enjoys how we visualize everything. Mm. And then she said, you're like the Bob Ross of podcasting. And I said, I'm going to use that. Thank you so much, Sarah. So it was just really like sweet. Maria, who
I loved Maria. She is about my age.
Yes.
She has three children. One went to Miami, and she found you because she was researching dorm videos for Miami of Ohio, and yours popped up a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she has followed since then. I'm not sure. I feel like maybe one of her daughters does. I'm not really sure. I think she just has one daughter. But she showed up and she bought bracelets that she is sending to relatives in Italy.
Yes.
And she was charming to talk to. She had some great advice
mm-hmm.
that I loved. She just was just lovely.
She was so nice. I did talk to her for quite a bit of time.
How about the two women who came with two women that are friends? They go to Notre Dame. and they became friends, such good friends, because they both realized that they followed you.
They're in this program at Notre Dame, and they were obviously, it's I think a 5-year program.
Yeah, graduate school.
And they, it was right in the beginning, they were trying to make friends with everybody, and then they clearly followed each other on Instagram and then saw that they both followed me. Mm-hmm. And I think one of them brought it up and they realized that they both listened to the podcast. And, you know, starting a new program, that could be nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. So from that, they had become, I think, best friends.
They look like best friends. And then the one girl's mom was in a western suburb and she joined them and
yes.
was she also follows. She was so nice.
She was so nice. So they came together and they
and
were
dad
so sweet.
Liked talking to them because he went to Notre Dame. So they had that in common.
Yes, they did talk for a long time. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, Terry's going to eat this up, which that also just was so nice to have like that extra layer because there yes. are certain things that he's, you know, that he wants to hear about. So he, I mean, like, I can't stress to you enough how much he was talking.
He was talking so much. The only, well, it was funny. He was telling everyone very seriously, but he was being funny, but not probably. And he was telling everyone, please, please tell Emily and Anne that I need to be on the podcast more. And he would tell everyone that. Please tell them that you love drinks with dad and yes. that you wish there were more of them.
It was really funny. And then funny. We would be like, well, I think if it were up to him, he would like to have his own podcast.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, because he does listen to a lot. But that was hilarious.
He was making us laugh. So they were coming up and they're like, we talked to your dad and he was so fun, but he said that you really should have him on the podcast more.
I'm like, not him with his own angle campaigning in the corner with everybody. Yes. That was so funny.
And Claire and Connor's friends came.
Yes. My boyfriend's cousin.
Oh, yeah.
Emily came, who mm-hmm. lives right in the neighborhood. So that was fun to see another familiar face. And then one of my college friends was able to come as well, which was really sweet. But most everyone we had just met. Oh, how about the husband and wife who came with
Jeff.
Their friend, Jeff. Yes. And they were super sweet.
They were so nice. She also gave you fantastic feedback. Tamara showed up early. Tamara also was the first one there. She came
was.
Early. And
yes.
she had great ideas and great feedback and was just excited to be there.
Yes, she was the first one there. So, I mean, overall, it was just amazing.
Another girl, Julia, went to Miami.
Oh, yeah. Julia came with her mom. She graduated, I think, closer to Claire. They overlapped.
Yes.
Which
Fiona came with her dog.
Oh my God, Fiona and her dog and her mom.
And her mom lived in Ireland for a while. So Terry was loving that whole conversation.
Yes.
She was, they were, I mean, the problem is there were a lot more people and I feel bad because we should have a list.
I needed
everyone.
Somebody following me around with like pictures in a notebook so yes. I could remember everyone. Mm-hmm. But I did say, I was like, DM me pictures or like tag me. So that way I kind of have a record.
Morgan, she was a doll.
Oh my gosh, Morgan.
The other Hannah.
The other Hannah. Morgan was so sweet. She came in by herself and she was like, I feel like you, I know you guys. She goes, is
yes.
that weird? And we're like, no, it's
no,
not weird.
We
like,
want you to come.
We want you to come. I mean, and you guys really did show up. I
yes.
cannot stress that enough to you. And even the women who were working at the boutique said, you know, we love to do these events, but in order for it to be successful, like we can only pull in so many, like obviously foot traffic and people they know, but they were like, you really did like pull in a lot of people. And I was happy that the ladies were also shopping the store because you
yes.
want it to be, you know, successful on both ends.
Well, that's true.
And Katie, the shop owner, she, you've probably seen this on my Instagram story if you follow me over there, had two different, you know, sets of cupcakes, mini cupcakes. She had my logo printed on one with the bow, black
so
and white
sweet.
cupcakes. And then she also had mini hydrangea cupcakes. So oh. just like so much attention to detail, right on brand. And she had some rosé, some refreshments. It was just really, there was something in the air, probably the heat. and it made it really exciting.
It was really exciting.
I
loved it.
And I think that just...
I loved your hydrangea dress.
Oh my
gosh. That they gifted you.
They gifted me. Because in the beginning, they were like, we would love for you to wear something, you know, from the store. And then when I saw that, I just absolutely went bananas. Mm. And I think somebody bought one. They only had a few left and it's not available on their website anymore. I'm so sorry. But I just loved it. And then you and Elizabeth were in white, which we'll get to in a minute. And then Dad was in like a light blue shirt, like golf shirt that went with the theme. Your dress was Derek Lamb.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, do you want to talk about what your purchases on Friday?
I would love to share my purchases. When we arrived, it was 4:30.
Yes.
We had limited time. And I knew that we wouldn't really get to shop at all.
Right.
Which we weren't there to shop. But we beelined over to Neiman Marcus because I was on the hunt for a pair of pale pink slingback shoes to wear with a dress that I have.
Correct.
And I just wanted to be in a store. I wanted to see, I mean, we can all order online. I wanted to see the shoes and try them on. And they had to go get the pair of shoes in my size off of a mannequin on a different floor.
They're like the smallest little kitten heel, but in the best way. And I love that point on you because it really does elongate your leg. And you wore your new Manolos to the pop-up, which are so flattering, let me tell you.
Those.
So I love that. The backless, you know,
it's so
heel.
Ladylike.
It is so ladylike.
It really is.
It ladies. Is. Ladies, it is. And there's nothing wrong with being ladies who are ladylike.
Right. Elizabeth, who's sitting in the other room right now, she got a pair at Zara yesterday that's a gorgeous patent leather slingback. It looks like a Prada or something. And it has this little same color buckle on the front. And I would say it's the perfect heel height.
She wore it this morning. She's literally, I'm looking at her right now. She just came home from work. And, but you showed me the video that you took of her this morning. And I go, good God, she looks like she's about to go acquire a company. What is going on?
She still looks stunning.
Yes. So we did on Sunday before we left, we stopped by that Zara, which is just a gold mine. We don't have the Zara at our, in Cleveland. It's not, I don't know what's going on.
It's like three seasons behind.
No, seriously.
It's like, just send it to the Cleveland Zara. Yes. Like, I'm sure somebody will buy it there. It's random. It's picked over. It's not good.
It's also far. You found a lot of great, Elizabeth found some great pieces for work.
Oh my
which
gosh.
Can we just like, we're going to circle back to the other things that you got in a second. I have so many thoughts. So many things I need to share with
so
you guys.
So many things.
Can we just talk about like workwear for 2 seconds?
You know what? This needs to be talked about.
This needs to be talked about, guys. I have kept quiet for a while. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing a lot. And I want to make a PSA that maybe do not listen to your local influencer on workwear. Because some of the stuff on TikTok is so inappropriate.
People, it's not workwear.
It's not workwear.
I'm not sure where you're working that you can wear that to work.
And I obviously have never worked in an office before. I am a full-time content creator and very grateful for that. However, I feel like I am around working people. Mm-hmm. And let's just go over some things that should not be found in the office. Number one.
Let's hear it.
A crop top.
No.
There's no reason for your midriff to be showing. We all know that the vest sets are super in.
Before we get to that, though, I don't know. First of all, isn't the air conditioning in offices typically at full blast? Like, I think an office is typically chilly. It's not meant, I mean, I always feel like people in offices have layers.
Right.
You know, if it's really hot, they also still have a sweater that's hanging in their cubicle or their office or something. So to me, a crop top.
Right.
Is drafty. I mean, it's cold.
Okay, and when I mean crop top, like I'm not saying like full. Okay, like I'll just give you an example. So we all know like the vest sets are super in. This is what I'm seeing. This is what I'm observing, and I'm not hating. I'm more just like, what's going on in corporate America?
Okay,
and I think if you are like older than a Gen Zer, like millennial or above, I think you're probably really worried. Like, what am I supposed to say to, you know, maybe my interns or people who are working for me who are dressing inappropriately.
Right.
It's probably a huge HR crisis. So, okay. So the vests are like super in. So, you know, like the one that I got yesterday at Zara.
Yes. The white one. I don't think those are for work.
No, it's not. I wear those for going out.
Right.
So picture that for work, but like one size too small and like that little, you know, where it kind of comes together.
Yes.
Like you can see, you know, if you're moving around, like I'm seeing girls.
So you're telling me.
And they're, low. They're low.
What?
No, I'm not kidding.
All right.
And this is not just one person. Like, this is an epidemic. I've seen this enough over the past couple months. So vests should not be worn in the office.
Unless you're going to put a little blouse or a t-shirt underneath it.
It has to be layered. You said to me the other day, really sleeveless like that. We're going to sound, people are going to come after us, but honestly, like, it's kind of good for engagement.
Well, I do not believe that those vests in any, I think they're really cute. They're perfect for going out. They look great with like a linen short, with pants. I would not consider those. They got their beginnings from men's suitwear.
Right.
Those vests. But that does not mean that they are supposed to be worn in the office like that.
Right. They are not. Like low and
no, guys. No,
If you want to wear those, wear a white button down Oxford underneath it.
You can even do a tee.
Or a t-shirt. Something else that I had a thought too. Tight tank tops and or camis cannot be worn alone unless they are layered underneath a blazer.
I would agree with that.
Okay. What do you feel about long skirts in the office?
I think it's okay.
Okay. That's what I thought.
It just, I like the long skirt sneaker cute top look. I don't think that the long skirt sneaker is office wear.
No, I'm saying long skirt heel, long skirt flat.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. That's what I thought. If worn correctly.
It wouldn't be my go-to for an office look.
Yes, I would agree.
It's not screaming professional to me.
I just think I kind of feel bad for the older crowd because I'm seeing this all over. There's actually been a term coined on TikTok called an office siren. Like, that's how bad it's gotten.
Like, where, from mythology, the sirens right, that would lure the ships into crash into the rocks.
Right. So they have coined this way of dressing into the office.
Oh, interesting.
You're dressing like an office siren.
No, I think these are great points. And I like learning that term. And also, you know, Elizabeth works with older people, all different ages. So you have to take that in mind. So what you think is really trendy and cute, and you think this vest is going to be a winner in the office, one, you're going to be cold because
you're going to be shivering.
I'm telling you, the air conditioning's on. And it's not like you have to know your audience depending on where you work.
I like that. And your audience.
I do think if you are with, you know, you want to kind of blend in a little bit. The key is to be professional, okay? And like, I just don't think that sleeveless and midriffs and all of that are professional.
Yeah, I just wanted to speak on it and I wanted to hear your thoughts because I've been sharing a lot of workwear on Instagram via Elizabeth and I really got to get Claire into the mix. It's hard because obviously she lives with her husband and she's downtown, but right. She has amazing workwear outfits and she
does.
Every day is in the office and dresses up. I mean, she's in not full suits, but blazers, a kitten heel. Let's talk about work pants. I don't feel like
you are fired up about this. I love it.
Now, if you are in like a casual corporate setting where they don't really care, that's another.
Well, it is, but I am going to stick by it and say, I don't think that you should be wearing midriff.
Blazers, work pants, like J. Crew, like a Kate work pant or a Cameron pant, not just a black jean or like a black.
Right.
Or like a white jean. Obviously, again, if it's casual, if you're working someplace and like, you can wear like a white jean
or denim. Right. But that's to me, that is not the category of work wear. That's like an everyday casual look that you are allowed to wear at work. That's not work wear.
Like dresses above, honest to God, we're probably going to get attacked. But like I said, this is no big deal because I really do like kind of need the engagement boost. So I'm here for like just a slight controversy.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like
this
it.
This is a work wear controversy. I've been seeing like sleeveless V-neck, like above the knee dresses, like a vest dress.
All right. This vest thing, guys, has gotten out of control. Okay.
I've seen vest dresses. They're quite inappropriate.
Would you like to see a man come to work in a 3-piece suit vest with no shirt underneath?
Yeah.
Right?
That's.
Like if that vest in the workplace, I just think needs something underneath it.
I've heard
So you're saying a vest dress.
I've also seen people saying that they've had to like call in their Gen Z interns because they're wearing like Air Force Ones or like sneakers with work pants. Body suits, ladies, body suits are not meant for the work.
Oh, you said this the other day. I'm like, what do you mean people are wearing body suits? I could see it maybe if it's under a suit or a blazer,
right?
But just the bodysuit
and maybe like throwing a sweater over their shoulders, but like tight white bodysuits with like a sweater over your shoulders. I'm gonna listen back to this and decide what I should keep in this podcast so that I don't get completely attacked.
Yes, but please like edit me because I might have said something that I feel bad saying that like denim is not considered workwear.
Well, like Elizabeth had a casual Friday that one week and she wore denim.
Right. But I consider that casual workwear, not just like workwear.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being obviously casual if that's your environment. It's just the level of like inappropriateness.
Skin.
But that I feel like is kind of known in the office. Like,
right.
You're going to work. You're
going to work.
So.
With people of all ages, all everything. And I also think because there is Amazon and there is so many, I mean, there's Zara, there's so many affordable options.
Correct.
It's not like this is an expensive endeavor. You can get black pants and blue pants and wear it all summer long if you're doing an internship and just keep and get a dress. Like you can rotate your stuff.
Yes.
Well, that was very luxury on our part.
No, it was super luxury. It was super luxury. But I'm hoping to clip part of this to put on TikTok and maybe it'll take off a little bit because I know that it's a thing on TikTok. So,
oh, I see.
You know,
right.
Kind of just got to like spread the news about Bose and Co.
Just I think that you just ultimately want to give first impressions do matter.
Mm-hmm.
I know that maybe that people don't think they do. They do matter. And if you are in an internship or you're at work and you're hoping to have a career someday and move forward and, you know, I think that you have to look more professional.
You
and it can be done very simply and not spend a lot of money.
Correct. Correct. So.
And I don't think that Air Force Ones are, they're so cute. I don't think that they're very professional.
Right. I think that could easily be replaced with like a ballet flat, a loafer. That's what I'm also not really seeing in any of these workwear like videos of people are loafers. I'm seeing ballet flats. Ballet flats are not really meant for the office.
No.
I don't think anyone
that would be
would
cute on
this.
Casual Friday.
Like I actually don't think like people understand like a ballet flat is a casual.
Correct. You need a loafer, a slingback, like a low heel, something like that. If you have foot problems, that's a different category. But I don't think that the average midriff vest wearer has foot problems.
No, we're talking young girls.
Yes. So I do think that you need a loafer.
Anyway, I've just been seeing this all over my feed, so I decided it would be a wonderful segment to rant about.
Well, thanks for pulling me into it.
I know. I was like, I got a girl who's going to love this. And we might sound kind of wackadoodle. But anyway, moving on from that, I did want to kind of shift gears and talk about the house because I know there has been a lot of progress literally on the home front. Mm-hmm. And
it's funny.
When we were gone over the weekend, they started painting the home white.
Yes.
And I don't know when exactly that's going to be done, but very exciting that that's going to start soon.
They have started priming the house and it looks funny because part of it is done and part of it isn't. But I was told by a friend of mine that an acquaintance was walking by our house, our new house. And it was in the evening, so nobody was working and the painting had begun. And it was kind of when we were doing the samples. This paint, I mean, our podcast listeners has heard. I mean, this paint has really been a thing. So an acquaintance is walking by the house. She sees a woman who's a little bit older. And she is standing alone in front of our house. And she's taking pictures.
Uh-huh.
And she says to our acquaintance, they should not be allowed to paint this house. This is wrong. And she was taking pictures of it. And she was beside herself.
Yeah.
And the acquaintance said, I mean, I think they can do what they want. It's not offensive.
Right. Yeah.
So the painting.
A lot of rumblings in the community, ladies. I love that we have the podcast because we could just share like the stories that we talk about at home and like just tell them. It's so funny.
I wish the house, I've said this before, could be covered.
I know. And then we could have like a little sheet that's, you know, drawn when it's done.
I love the paint.
I love the paint. In fact, after this, I kind of want to, it's such a beautiful day and I want to go for a walk and I would like to trot by it.
Let me just give an overall update. We use Distant Gray as the color on the front of the house and everything is moving along. Kitchen cabinets started putting those in last week.
Oh my gosh, they're so gorgeous, you guys. I was there with you on Thursday because we were going over my studio and they had just arrived and they're just the most delicious, beautiful shade of like taupe is the best way. It's a taupe color. Mm-hmm. And it just looks so pristine.
I did get a little panicky when I first saw them. And I said to Debbie, oh my gosh, I'm a little panicky seeing it.
The designer. You said that to me. And when I went over there, I was like, I've never been more sure about anything.
Right. No, they're gorgeous. And every time I would see the paint sample, I love it. But to see it in person, I'm used to a white kitchen and I'm very excited that we are mixing it up, and they are gorgeous.
Gorgeous. They're gorgeous.
And they have most of the bathrooms, the tiles done. They're just still working on trim. The basement, they're starting to paint down there. It's really, everything is just plugging along nicely.
Very nicely. Very just, it's exciting going over there because each time you do, there's the sidewall that's being built up.
Right. A beautiful sidewall that they are hand doing, and it's gorgeous. And it's two tiered. It kind of acts as a retaining wall on our property, and it'll be landscaped in between. And it's just, I just love it. It's just beautiful.
So I'm going to have to share another update somewhere on socials of the house. And I did a little like preview of it on my last vlog. So definitely go check that out. We forgot to mention, go ahead.
Well, we had a good meeting about your studio space.
Yes.
And we are using IKEA products.
We are.
And we're going to have someone put them together. And it's going to be, it's just going to be great. We have nice cabinets. It'll have the merchandise in there. We have a podcast area, and it's in the basement, and it's going to be great.
It's going to be great. I am obviously probably the most excited for that. Mm-hmm. Just to have a space where we don't have to like set up and take down, put away, and a lot more room for the inventory instead of like kind of being in boxes how they are right now.
Right.
They will be all out and displayed on shelves, and we'll have a big working like Parsons table for you to package.
This table that we are sitting at right now is going away on Thursday because it's going to get painted.
Yes.
We are going to use it in our new kitchen, which I'm excited about because I love this table. I'm not really sure what we'll do. I think I will put up a big folding table or something.
I think we might be recording the rest of the summer on a card table.
Yes.
But I could also see us doing a lot more episodes up at the lake.
We could do that.
Because I do like that setting as well.
Yes.
I forgot to mention, when back to Chicago for a second, you got the Jimmy Choo little kitten heels.
I did.
And then also a fabulous pink bag that is coming soon.
Oh my gosh.
I know. We're like just bouncing from one thing to another.
We were walking out and we passed the Chanel store within Neiman Marcus.
Correct.
In Chicago, and this purse was screaming at me.
She was saying, "Anne,
screaming,
Anne, come
and
get
it's
me!"
So beautiful.
She
it's
was beautiful.
A little pink, like the perfect pink, kind of like a
pink.
Ballet pink. I don't know. And it has champagne letters and champagne chain. And it was love at first sight.
It was love at first sight. So.
And I'm really excited. It's arriving on Wednesday.
When Laura's here. So that'll be fun to unbox together. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, we went to the Ralph Lauren store, and they have all of their Team USA merch, I'm going to call it, you know, pieces out for the Olympics. So we got a few things right in time for July 4th.
I know. It's really cute stuff.
It's such cute stuff.
We were laughing, though, that we would be completely decked out in Olympics. We didn't even know what day the Olympics started.
No, we had to look it up.
It's the end of July. But Ralph Lauren is the official clothing of the athletes. And he's had that, I think, like 7 or 8 different times before. But it's just beautiful. Red, white, and blue Olympic stuff. Dad was putting on. He limited it to just a hat.
We were getting caught up in the
moment,
you guys.
Up.
We were really getting caught up. I'm like, I think I need like a swimsuit and a swim cap. Like, I don't know, but I feel like I might.
We felt very patriotic.
We did.
And they have stuff for children, adults. It was just beautiful.
It was.
We walked around that store, in New York. It's just fun to browse and look, and displays are so well done.
It was lovely. So that was kind of the recap of everything that we wanted to touch upon. We've actually been talking for a long time. I can't really tell if it's been a long time or if we've just had to pause for colonoscopy prep, but
I don't know. I'm almost done drinking my Gatorade solution.
Whatever the case is, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we're so excited to be back for next week and entering July, which is so crazy that June is just flying by so much. But we just wanted to say another huge thank you to everyone who came to the Chicago Trunk Show. It was such a success. It really just kind of lit a fire. What is the term?
Yeah. Lit a fire under you.
Yeah. And it's just such great encouragement and motivates us so much and makes all of this so fun to meet people in person and to connect. So thank you once again. We hope you have a great week. Mm-hmm. Wish Anne luck on the rest of her journey.
Yes.
Let's hopefully this gets by a lot quicker than we think, and love that we did it with them.
Yes, so wonderful we could share this with you.
Thank you all so much for listening, and remember that everything is in fact better with a bow. Bye-bye now.